What do you think of this new offense?
I like it. You know, it's nice to, you know, kind of get something new and, you know, get guys excited again. And, you know, just, you know, I'm just happy to be out there throwing the ball around again.
What do you like most about it? I mean, how's it different from what you've done in the past?
I mean, there's some similarities, some differences than in the past, but, I mean, you know, they got some aspects of it where, you know, it's kind of fun because, you know, the philosophy is to attack, and, you know, that's kind of, you know, what makes us, you know, kind of enjoy it now and really grasp it is that we're going out there to score points and, you know, move the ball.
Did a Hackett system at Syracuse have any West Coast principles to it?
Yeah, my system in college was primarily West Coast, so there were some carryover from college to Coach McAdoo's system.
How do you see it helping or at least fitting some of your skills and your ability there?
Well, yeah, it's just something, you know, that, you know, I've done in the past, which, you know, I kind of got away from last year, but now that we're back in and stuff, you know, lessons that I've learned in the past are kind of, you know, becoming relevant again, and, you know, it's been nice to be able to have that background. Well, now I'm trying to learn something new.
Do you think it fits your skills better than maybe like a vertical kind of attack like you guys were running last year?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, yeah, we're, you know, getting the ball out quick, having a good running game, and, you know, playing fast, which is, you know, something that I think I do well, pretty well, and, you know, something that, you know, I fit pretty well into.
Is there fewer decisions to be made in this type of offense?
You know, it's kind of hard to tell right now just because we haven't been against defense yet, so we'll see when the time comes, once, you know, pads start, you know, flying and stuff. So, yeah, we'll see.
Obviously, you guys are just getting into it, but with Eli kind of injured, I mean, how has that helped? How many have you been seeing a lot more reps?
Yeah, I've been, during his rehab, you know, I've gotten a chance to have a few more reps with him being a little limited, but which is nice because, you know, helps me develop, helps me get a little better feel with receivers and, you know, the system as a whole.
Has it been a drastic increase for you? I mean, you have a lot of quarterbacks here too.
You know, this is my first off season, so you know, it's kind of, I don't really know how it really works, you know, in terms of reps. So, like, you know, to be honest with you, I couldn't tell you. Maybe ask me that question next year.
How important is this number two job for you, and just to kind of secure it? I know you have a little bit more competition this year.
I mean, that's the goal right now, is to you know, secure that backup spot. You know, we have great competition going on in our room. We got some great guys in there, and you know, we're all learning, we're all grinding right now, helping each other. But you know, it is what it is.
They brought in a bunch of quarterbacks. I mean, they re-signed Curtis. They brought in Josh. How do you sort of view that? Do you look at it all as you know, an indictment at all on what you've done or what you've shown them, or how do you compartmentalize that?
Well, you know, it's, you know, I don't really see it as really anything. I mean, it's just. Same reason why they, you know, bring in guys for other positions. I mean, it's just trying to create competition, trying to make guys better, trying to make guys, you know, play at their best at all times. So, you know, you don't get in a lull.
Having had this opportunity to have an off season, I guess, does that help you with the building the camaraderie as opposed to coming in late like you did last year because
of
the draft?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think my progress from this off season compared to last year, you know, it's like night and day. I mean, I didn't have to deal with the, you know, the draft and all those workouts and stuff like that like I had last year. Where now, all I have to do is focus in on, you know, what we got to do here.
So. Do you change your mindset at all a year later, knowing what the competition is now? I mean, last year a lot was made about, you know, will he play, will, you know, making the team, that kind of thing. I mean, is the mindset different for you?
My mindset has always been the same since you know, I ever started playing this game, was that, you know, I want to go out there, play the best that I can, earn my position, and, you know, leave it all out there. So, then the chips will fall where they may.
Are the expectations different then? Maybe that's a good question.
Yeah, I guess. No, I don't think the expectations are different. I mean, probably... my expectations, my, you know, goals are to, you know, earn that spot and, you know, stay with this team and stuff like that. But, I mean, that's kind of goes without saying.